need one more. I just 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 need one more. You don't pick up from where I said, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check, then rest.
Lights, camera, we all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in wherever you may be watching and or listening. We have another great episode in. We're about 60 plus episodes in. Be sure to like, share, subscribe. Tell your auntie because this is her favorite podcast. I'm not going to lie. But we have a very, very great episode. A long time overdue, to be real. I have the fam in here with me. But not just no regular fam. The billionaire fam. How y'all doing? Jaylani and Gabby with me in here today. How y'all living? How y'all doing today?
Good.
Come on, man. I'm glad to have y'all in studio. We've been playing phone tag. We've been doing this a lot. But now we're here. We got y'all in studio. Got some a couple great topics. I got a rapid wave segment. I'm going to throw at y'all some good, quick, hot questions that I want y'all to quick react to. And then we're going to get into the brand that y'all are. Because as y'all see, the product on the table, nice cold packs, billionaire fam, doing their thing. We're going to get into everything they supply and all everything they've been doing for the community, providing for y'all quick, fast, and in a hurry. So, shit, without overdo, let's get into the episode. First of all, what's the wave here? I've been having monthly campaigns all year. Last month was Making Waves May. So I was wondering how people made an impact and stuff like that. But now it's June. We're halfway through 2022, which has been crazy. Hella fast. Been going crazy fast. But it's Super June. I'm a big superhero nerd, superhero geek. I'm still having fun over that Doctor Strange movie and all the little shit like that. But I want to know, how do you feel you show the superpowers in you? How do you show the super in you? Being either the parents you are, the brand that you have, the platform that you use, how do you show that off?
So for me, it's really like just taking control of your reality. You feel me? Like, don't let life just beat you up. You know,
come on.
You could really have and do whatever you want. You just got to believe you can.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a quote, I think, a man who thinks he can or cannot, you feel me? Like, is he both right?
Real shit.
How about for you, bud?
I think for me, it's mostly just being a mom, being a wife and stuff. Yeah. I get in my head a lot, so okay. I feel like I'm not doing enough like I should be doing.
Right.
I'd be like, damn, well, like, I could have had the kids do this instead of this. Or, you know, sometimes you'd be tired coming home from a pop-up and stuff. So,
right.
You know, just doing whatever I can every day with them, teaching them stuff and pretty much going out with him.
Yeah.
You know, making time for ourselves, for the business and everything. I feel like that takes a lot. You
That's
know,
real. And stuff. No,
man, shout out to all the parents out there, man.
Facts, man.
You are all superheroes.
Real talk, man. Real talk. Y'all are all superheroes in y'all own way. No, that's major, just to see y'all are able to have that balance, you know, that effect just with one another, with y'all family, and be able to provide so much in so many different areas. Like, that's a lot. Like I said, people take that for granted or really don't see that often. So having y'all be able to speak to that, like I said, don't, that's not no humble flex, man. Flex that. That's
24/7,
real.
24/7, it does not stop.
Man, nonstop. They got the fam and the brand. Yeah. Like I said, that's real stuff. And y'all doing it together, which is a beautiful thing to see. And that's why we here on What's the Way, to show it off. But we gonna keep it moving, shift gears. A little bit of a trendy topic. We've been seeing a lot of stuff about on social media, shit, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, about these like mass shootings and stuff like that. And I work with kids, and one of my jobs, y'all have them just as parents and stuff like that. So give me an aspect as filled these mass shootings, because they're happening at schools now, like, which is so the random. It's like, what the fuck? Like, y'all not even going, a mall may be here and that, but you going to shoot up where children be at. Yeah. So just give me kind of y'all perspective, just as far as all these have been going, and maybe what the government, what the cities kind of have been doing. Do you feel teachers should be carrying firearms? Do you feel... implementation should be implemented, like, you feel me? How do y'all feel about that aspect as far as when it comes to the little ones?
I don't know. We were talking, and I was like, I feel like there should be a cop on site at all schools at all times, just in case anything does go down or anything like that. Because I know us having, our son is already in school and our daughter's about to start. So sending them off is like, dang, like, what if something does happen? Like, you think they're safe and everything.
Right. And that's not
you
a
really
little,
don't know.
It's not a campus supervisor either.
Yeah,
like, maybe a trained,
like, an
professional.
Actual cop, like, having their protecting them and everything. Just in case something does go down, they're already there. Like, you don't have to wait
that's
for them
real.
To get there, you know?
That's real.
Hey, because the school is easy access, man. Anybody could just get through, you know?
At this point, so, like, apparently they got to sign in, but anybody can damn near walk on campus. Yeah. That's real.
Yeah, and so, it takes a minute for them to realize, like, that they don't belong on campus.
Yeah.
Which I think that's another issue, because it's like, how do you not know who your colleagues and stuff are? Yeah. Like, you should be trained on that. Like, I know all these faces, but I don't know you, so you should be, like, you know, on it so, immediately.
That shit is crazy. And working, like I said, for the school district, I see how easy it is to just have access to get on campus, whether you are a legal guardian or not. Like, it is it is pretty wild. So hopefully, you know, that doesn't happen in our neck of the woods. But that shit is real. That shit is very closer to us than we believe. You feel me? These kids got access to a lot of stuff. So, but I definitely just want to pick y'all brains on that. And I kind of see it. I seen in some state they actually had teachers having firearms, like already in the school. Like bro, the teachers was toting. Like the teachers was toting, bro.
They got to be Texas.
Damn near. It was some state down south, which was very, very wild. But I don't know. We're gonna need some more time to see how stuff plays out and all that other good stuff. But like I said, prayers up to anybody who's been affected by anything like that. But we're going to shift it into a more positive note, kind of to you and the brand, since we have you on and the billionaire fam that y'all have, because y'all been doing a lot of great things and providing a lot of great services for the community and for everything around, shit, Vallejo, the Bay Area, honestly. So I do want to ask, how do you guys as a brand navigate this vendor circuit? You feel me? I've been a little more aware since I've been doing this podcast stuff. I've been in touch with a lot more of them, you know, just bringing them on and stuff like that. And it's a great source to network and connect. Right. So how do y'all feel personally is navigating that as a brand yourself, like dealing with the vendor managers and stuff like that? Is it easy? Do they be taxing? Is it worth the money? You know, is it worth going out to these cities and putting in that work? I will let the people know kind of that aspect of it.
It definitely depends, I think, on where you're going and, like, who it is. Because I know we've been to some Puppos where the vibe isn't, it's not good. Like, everyone feels like they're competing in competition with you instead of, you know, we're there to support each other and stuff. Right. Like, when we go, we try and buy from as many vendors as we can. Mm-hmm. And then, likewise, like, they come buy from us and stuff. But some people, they're really, like, standoffish. Like, they don't want to deal with you. Like, you say, hi, how are you? And they just kind of give you, like, a stank face.
Right.
And it's just like, okay, like, I'll see you later. Like, I'm going to just go back to my little booth and stuff. But then like, you have other cities that are, like, super dope. Like, they're all the vibe is, like, there. Mm-hmm. Everyone's super open.
Those
super
be the
nice.
Ones. Those be the ones. Yeah, where everybody's showing love, connecting. Yeah.
And, like, we do alcohol, so that sometimes there's, like, other alcohol vendors and stuff. Right. But it's still two different things. So we, you know, we go support them and we talk and stuff like that.
Right. So I believe I see at the BossCon at BossCon, whatever you want to say it.
Mm-hmm. And BossCon, man. BossCon. All the bosses.
All the bosses. Yeah. And Fairfield. Yeah. I remember pulling up there, seeing y'all showing love. And there was other vendors, but like you said, speaking to that dynamic, how does that play out when there's something similar in y'all kind of category?
I think before we do the pop-up, we kind of just ask a lot of questions because we don't want to go into a place that's, like, overcrowded with other drink vendors and then having them feel some kind of way that, you know, that and stuff like that. Yeah. So we just want to make sure we check, like, all the bases before we're like, okay, we're going to do this one and everything. No, don't want to step on nobody's toes and stuff like that.
We all could eat. We all could eat at the end of the day. So that's all that matters. We all could definitely eat. But navigating that vendor circuit, it seems y'all be busy. Y'all be working. It seemed like every weekend y'all somewhere else. I see y'all posting constantly, consistently.
Everywhere like air, man.
Man, I'm telling y'all doing it, moving and stuff like that. With the logistics of it, is that difficult in itself, just getting to all of them? Just one in itself, or something easier to just, you know, get into, set up, break down, be on your way? Or is it just really kind of hard as far as creating your own space? I've seen vendors have to fight for space, like first come, first serve type shit. Like,
I think it depends on the person who's hosting it.
Yeah. Right on.
Because there's some people that will do, like, first come, first serve, where you just show up, and it's kind of like everyone's, like, scattered, and they don't know what
they're
doing.
That sounds crazy.
And then
crazy.
There's others that have, you know, you have your vendor number, you have your space. This is your space. Like, you don't have to compete for no one.
Yeah.
I think those type are better, because then you don't have everyone kind of going to war with each other.
Trying to get that best spot.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, it's valid, though. You know, I guess that how you mentioned in the first half, people's competing and it's kind of, you know, fighting for your spot rather than just everybody showing love and just, you know, spreading the dollar around. So, okay, no, I believe it. and the brand that you are, you have a particular aspect of it, the alcohol. Right. How is that navigating in certain spaces? Can you get into all events, some events? Because I love it, but I drink alcohol. Exactly. I'm over 21. I do what I do. So how do you guys navigate that? Because shout out US Bloom. We've had y'all over there, you know, doing your thing. But that's a cannabis company. So just, you know, the laws, you can't serve alcohol on the same premises. Mm-hmm. But y'all still were able to, you know, come and provide a nice little service with the drinks you do serve. So how does that, the alcohol aspect, play in just the brand in which y'all could provide to the community?
All right, so to answer that one, like, one, the reason why we did implement alcohol is honestly because we're for the kids. Mm-hmm. And then the parents, man, we understand as parents ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, you want to have a good time when you're taking your kids out somewhere, you feel me? So that's why we were like, you know what, let's do both.
Yeah,
and then you know, it's not allowed everywhere because due to licensing, mm-hmm. which we have ours, but some people have to have like an umbrella.
Yeah, like some venues have to have their own license.
Yeah,
to cover the venue and stuff like that. Exactly. Like we have our own like caterer's permit license,
right?
But it doesn't always cover, like, for insurance purposes and stuff like that. Doesn't cover everyone.
So, and there's been a couple pop-ups where you just did straight, you know, no alcohol. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
like, we go to, like, the churches and stuff when they have, like, fundraisers mm-hmm. and everything.
Nice.
And we do it without the alcohol, you know, just all kid-friendly.
Hell yeah. That's dope. I mean, just playing on both aspects because that's the name of the brand. Y'all are family, so yeah. Just catering to the adults and the children, man. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. We here to feed everybody. We're here to make everybody feel good. No, that's dope. That's so amazing. And as we keep this ball rolling in the podcast, I want to get into you and the music.
All right, so, man, we're going to be also performing at BossCon. Mm. Boys to Bands, man. Jelani 1111. Then we got True 707, mm-hmm. then we got Polo Boosie, and then we got my bro P. Keith, and yes, we are the Voice of Bands, man. Come so on. Check us out at BossCon, June 26th. We're performing around like 4 o'clock. And then our next one would be on July 2nd. We'll be opening up for Mozzie and Blueface.
Come on.
As a matter of fact, actually, I believe on BossCon, we're opening up for LaRussell, too. Yeah, he's headlining, so
Let's go. Yeah.
So great things coming, man. Don't quit. No matter who you are, what you're doing, don't quit.
At the end of the day, man, they talking they shit. I'm so glad, so glad. But we gonna wrap that up kind of for the current events, kind of for what's currently going on with you, the brand, what's going on in our trendy news. Now I have a new segment for June. Like I said, it's all about Super June. My favorite superhero is The Flash. I'm a speedster at heart. I just love running fast, all that good stuff. So I'm rolling out.
Did you do track?
A little bit. Yeah, I trained a little bit, but I was short, so you feel me? I had a long legs that got me.
I know some short niggas.
I'm about to say, I had some wheels on me, but you feel me? They worked out. But I'm rolling out a rapid wave segment. So what I'm gonna do for you, and I want y'all, since I have two people, this is gonna be great. It's gonna be a great dynamic. Gabby, Jelani, I want y'all to answer separately, but you don't really need to think too hard. I want y'all to just really react, kind of just your initial reaction, and answer as best as y'all can. Gotcha. So I got about 8 to 10 questions, and y'all going to react just right into the mic for me. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Okay. First one, let's run it off. Orange juice or apple juice?
Orange juice.
Apple juice.
Ooh, okay.
OJ, man. OJ. I just had a mimosa.
I love my mimosas. Okay. For sure. Next one, grape or strawberry jelly?
Neither.
Down there, both.
Oh, yeah. That's new, see? Wait, Gabby, can I ask why neither?
I just don't like
it.
I don't like it.
Not a jelly person?
If it's the texture, the flavor, I don't know. I can't swallow it. It just don't go.
I got you.
Look, she like honey, though. She'll go with the honey.
The honey. You can rock with the honey. All right, next one. And y'all 90s baby, so I got y'all. Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network?
Nickelodeon.
Shit, both again. Come on, how can you pick out those two? They both childhood favorites.
I got you. That's true.
Shit. I can name would y'all,
cartoon. Facts. Would you rather be too hot or too cold?
Too cold.
Mm.
I get too cranky in the
down
heat.
There too cold, hot, nigga. I'm
irritated. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. I'd rather be too hot. It was hot as fuck yesterday.
But then man. I'm black, man. I get too cold. So.
Facts. Okay, since y'all fam, y'all do the alcohol, Hennessy or Patron?
Patron.
Okay, shout out to my tequila drinkers. Yeah. Okay, think about this one a little more. If you could bend any element, fire, water, earth, air, what element would you be a bender of?
Damn, I was hoping you said time.
Nah. We gonna stick it to the essentials.
Yeah, you said like the Avatar.
Yep.
Damn, man, when he was bending that wind, that was clean, but I might have to say water.
Okay. Yep. Two water benders. I feel it. I'm an earth bender myself. Okay. Yeah. Let me ask y'all this. If you could go pro in any sport, what sport would it be?
Back in my thinking I was gonna be in the NBA day.
Yeah, you say who would it? Gabby, what about you?
I don't really play sports.
Man. You probably would have been a pro.
Soccer, because that's the thing I watched the most with my dad.
Okay. Yeah, but what you used to do? With the flags and the...
Oh, color guard.
Don't they got pro?
That's not a pro sport.
Can you go pro in color guard?
Probably can. No, no, color guard so. For like the professional sports?
Like the little flag twirlers and the and stuff. I don't think so.
That's valid. Okay. Okay. MJ or LeBron?
MJ all day.
Okay, I love that. Yeah. All right, last two. First one, rank 1 to 3, 1 being the best, 3 being the worst, just musically or personal favorite. Cole, Drake, K Dot.
Personal favorite?
1 to 3. Cole, Drake, Kendrick.
Cole, Drake, Kendrick.
In that order?
Yep, in that order.
Okay.
Cole, Drake, Kendrick.
Yeah, for me, it's Drake, Cole, Kendrick.
Mm.
But you know, shout out Kendrick because you know that nigga raw.
Yeah, right? They all saucy. They all got to give them all their flowers.
I'm just saying, who like I guess you could say more of a attachment emotionally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Personally, exactly. Yeah. Okay, I got you. Okay, and last but not least, I need your 3 items you would bring with you on a deserted island. The only 3 things you need, not counting food or nothing like that. Like food, you could find that. You feel me? But the 3 things you need on a deserted island:
deodorant.
Spoken like a true woman.
Oh, yeah.
Spoken like a true woman.
And some hair ties, cause I had my hair being in my face.
It's gonna be hot out there too, probably.
Yeah.
It's gonna be. You gotta swim. Yeah, it's gonna be hot. Yeah, okay, that's valid. I'll take that one.
And for me, we have thistle juice.
That's essential.
You feel me? You said on the island, I got the rum in there.
You feel me? Then, come on now.
Shit, phone for sure.
Okay.
The money gonna be worthless, so.
Yeah, you don't need none of that.
Shit, probably some clothes. Some food. Oh, you already said
that. Yeah, I can't say you got food is getting
over some clothes. I ain't trying to be ass naked on.
I give it to you. Okay, I respect that. I respect that rapid wave. Okay, that was beautiful, y'all. Y'all both are waterbenders. We know that. Only one person eat jelly in the household, so that's very true. And we got some tequila people on our hands, so I love it. I'm a tequila man myself.
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving for the podcast. Let's get into the sports segment. You know, I love talking sports. I'm a sports fanatic. The NBA finals are in full swing. We're recording right now on a Sunday. Game 5 is tomorrow. We got at least game 5, game 6 on our hands. The series is tied up 2-2. I got at least one Warriors fan, one Dubs fan.
Nation, man. Come on. Gabby, we yourself. Taking it, man. We taking it.
I'm a Warriors fan by association.
By association. Thank you.
I don't watch it.
That's why I asked. Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't even got my dog up here, but he over here. I got to go grab him. I got Kenny the Nicknome. He stayed with me everywhere I go.
You a Knicks fan?
Yeah. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. I know,
oh
yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
you looking like D right
y'all
now.
I'm going to have you all day one day.
One day,
not
man.
Not now, though.
I'm waiting, man. It's y'all dynasty right now. So, with that being said, without the Warriors bias, give me your opinion. How do you see the series playing out? Like I said, they're going to see this Wednesday. So Wednesday is going to be game 6.
Right.
So give the people the prediction for game 5, game 6. Is it just Warriors in 6? That's my prediction. But, hey, Warriors in 6, you think it's going 7 or how you feel?
I think possibly game 6. But, man, Boston, I got to give it to them. You know, I'm a realist at heart, too. So
Thank you for that. A lot of Warriors fans
I know, doing too much. I know, but I'm going to keep winning. This ain't 2K. So
facts.
I think it might go to game 7, but I know we're going to take it, though.
Yeah?
We're going to take it. I wouldn't put my money behind
it. Yeah, it's real. It's a dogfight.
It's
real right
even, yeah.
It's real close. So, Gabby, how you feeling? Is it just sweep or you just feeling how you feel?
Yeah, I'm neutral. Like, whatever happens. We're gonna turn up in Oakland if they win, and if not,
it's in the city now.
Oh, in the city.
I know
they
took everything from the town.
We'll take it from the bay. We'll turn up in the bay regardless. Exactly. We'll turn up in the bay.
Yeah.
Always. Okay, I'll take it. I got Dubs in 6 as well. That's just what I believe. I think the Dubs gonna take the next 2. Like a little soft money, just soft money. You feel me? Nothing too crazy, but it is what it is. NFL talk, keeping it in sports. Do you have a football team that y'all like, and particularly, and you grew up with, just maybe a fan of, maybe raised with, anything like that? I'm a Charger fan. Even though I'm a Bay Area Charger fan, I get a lot of flack. I like the Knicks, the Chargers. I grew up around Raiders and Niners, so I know how it is. Y'all, do y'all got a favorite team as far as the NFL?
For me, it's Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Raiders all day.
But you know, my fam, they straight Niners, even though they all from Oakland. So
that's wild. That's wild.
Because they moved a long time ago. So now they went to the Niners fan. So gotcha. I'm like, all right. It's crazy.
Okay, okay. Gabby, any team? No squad?
Nope.
Do you watch football? Anything? Just
sometimes.
Just sometimes.
Yeah.
Kind of like Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl. Super Bowl watcher. But...
I got you, Super Bowl watcher. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Any predictions for the Raiders then? Like I said, we in the same division. I got high expectations for my squad, but any expectations for your team?
I might put some money on y'all. So
okay. Yeah. So I mean, a little playoff run, something
light. Yeah.
I mean, okay. The Raiders might make some noise. Shout out Vegas, man. I might have to go out there for a game. That'd be lit. I want to go to a Raiders Chargers game. Shout out me and my brother. Been talking about that. I really want to go to both because one's in LA at SoFi Stadium, which is new, and then the other one's in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium, which is brand new. So it's like, man, we gotta go turn up.
I might go through too.
Come on, let's talk some shit.
What was it, 2 years ago? A year ago?
2 years ago.
When I was in Vegas for the Super Bowl?
2 years.
Oh.
Come on, talk your shit, man. That shit was lovely, man. But yeah, we gonna keep it going as far as the sports. We're gonna keep it light and easy and wrap it up with really the fam that's here. And I wanna get a good summary so that people can know a real good synopsis of who y'all are as a brand. So bring us back to the start. Give me the origin story, the beginning of when it started, kind of where the first idea sparked. Was it a conversation? Was it an idea between one of y'all and the other one was just like, you're right, let's do it? Or how did that arise? How did that begin? It
started during COVID because we were at the house bored, making drinks for ourselves and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he brought
with
up
a
the
lemon
idea.
Tree.
Yeah, with the lemon tree in the backyard and stuff. And he brought up the idea. I was like, you think so? Like, do you really think people would buy this and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah. Because I was already doing pop-ups before for like something else.
Evolved.
Yeah, for my Beautifully Evolved. Yeah, right with on. Like lashes, glosses, and all that.
Hell yeah.
And then
Shout
we seen
Beautifully
like,
Evolved. Come on, man.
We seen like the drink vendors and stuff. I was like, oh, like they're getting it even during the winter and stuff. So I was like, maybe it could work. And then he came up with the name. And at first I was like, Billionaire Fam, like, that don't sound like something that we could do.
Right.
And then after I was like, okay, I guess.
And shout out Nacho Banga, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
We seen Nacho him on Banga, man. Shout out Earn Your Leisure, too. When we seen him, he's talking about it, man, because he was doing nachos.
Yeah.
And he $60 to what, six figures? So he was like, all right, let's do something. We didn't want to do food because we wanted to keep a low overhead. So
let's do this. That's real though.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's that easy. I mean, what's the wave started shit in the midst of the pandemic? It was something I was simmering on for a while, but the pandemic started a lot of brands that I've had on the podcast and just birthed a lot of good business and a lot of good brands. So I'm glad to hear that as well. In the course of you guys starting this, as a family and stuff like that, I need to know one hiccup, one speed bump that y'all had to overcome, just as a brand, because we all face it. It's not gonna be easy. Nobody has a perfect run. Yeah. So what was one of those hiccups that y'all had to overcome?
Shit, almost every day as an entrepreneur.
Real shit. Yeah. That's valid. Valid for sure.
You got your ups and downs, man. You just gotta keep your head up and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And then that first day we ever set up,
it was a disaster.
I want to say it was up in San Jose. Yeah. First of all, this is where we messed up. We scheduled on Juneteenth.
For the first day?
Yeah, the first day.
But no, here it is. We didn't go. It wasn't to a Black Pop. We was in San Jose. So
it was all Latinos. Predominantly Latino and stuff. And then we have like a Fruity Pebbles horchata and like a unicorn and stuff. So they're looking at it and they're like, the fuck is this?
They
shit,
judging
right?
us because
they think
she Asian, and then you know I'm Black. So anyway.
Yeah, and then they're used to the traditional, like you know, watermelon, agua de sandia, like all that stuff. So they're like, this is new, and then just like, I don't think I want to try that.
That's
like,
wild.
And to make a long story short, man, it was like the first 2 hours we didn't get no sales at all. So we fighting, going at each other, cussing each other out, about to just wrap it up.
Yeah.
And then shout out P. Keith, my bro. He was like, nah, bro, I think you should just stay. I'm ready to cut out.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, one person came. bought some, and after that, it was over from there. Y'all already know now.
Yep. It was up?
It was up. Yep. It started going
Wow. Yeah. Damn. Okay, that's perfect. Okay, well, and even if it segues into this next question, that was a great hiccup y'all overcame, just exactly that first day, that first trial run that y'all were able to stick together and thug it out. So yeah. Give me another feel-good moment, whether it be kind of something similar to the end of that day where y'all damn near selling out or something like that. Give me another example of just like, oh shit, we doing this. Like, this is something that we can actually do something with.
I think it was November of last year when we were at the BossCon, like at the mall.
Yep.
And then we had, all of a sudden we turn around and we see like this line of people just like at our booth and stuff. And keep in mind, it's only me and him. Now right, have like another person that sometimes comes
that's
with us.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm about to say, usually it is just y'all rocking it.
Yeah, but that day, and I was like, we were running out of ice. We were running out of we were running out of everything. And I was like, damn, like all these people are really in line for us. Like they're buying our drinks. Like they wanted to taste what we got to offer,
come
you know?
On now.
And so I was like, oh, like we're doing something right.
Y'all doing some shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That's so glad to hear. I'm so glad that y'all stuck through it and y'all sticking it through. Like you said, don't stop. Yeah. Like you said, right. The marathon continues all the time. And shit, last but not least, as we wrap up this wonderful podcast that you were able to provide, and then shit, we'll crack open. Like I said, I'm going to let y'all know how one of these say, this one with the tequila in it, right?
And that's the Sour Patch Watermelon, your choice of tequila, but we put some Casa Dorados in there.
Ooh, come on, we're going to talk about the options. but what's next? What can I expect? What can the people expect from Billionaire Fam, just as a brand entirely? More pop-ups, maybe different flavors, anything like that. What can the people hear about?
Definitely new flavors.
Hey.
And stuff. We've been
That Fruity Pebbles is the one though.
Yeah.
Don't get rid of that motherfucking dip. That Fruity Pebbles is the motherfucking one.
Big facts, big facts.
One of our best sellers too. Yeah. We've been just experimenting at the house with new flavors, mixing new things and stuff to see if it tastes good and everything. We wanna get a truck.
Oh,
like a little truck and stuff. That's the next move. That's the goal.
That'd be hella
dope.
Hell
to get like permits, we could go to multiple venues, travel, go to LA,
more
here.
Parties, everything. Yeah, more different states.
Talk your
probably
shit.
Be bringing in food too soon. So
I might reach out. Me personally, What's the Wave, we've been trying to do a lot of collaborative efforts here, so I might try to collab with maybe a What's the Wave type of juice or something like that type of drink. We'll let you know. I'm gonna holla at you. We're gonna holla at that and expect more on the music tip as well from my boys. So we got a lot going on from the fam, from everybody individually. For one, thank y'all for coming in. I'm so glad we was able to do this and bring y'all in. Two, stay tuned for a lot more. Like I said, like, share, subscribe, everything above. Let me try one. Come on, y'all want to try? You gonna try one with me, or are you good? Y'all driving? Y'all driving? Come on, let me know. Hold on. Say the flavor of this one again.
Yeah,
I'll try. Oh yeah, come on, Rio. Come on, let's get Rio. We gonna try the tequila. Come on, man, with the sour patches. You see it in there. You see them in there. They in there, floating. You got the sweetness. And all of that. This is going to be beautiful. It's good. I'm going to take the green one. Let's get it.
Yeah, blue for blue strips.
Blue for the blue strips.
And the green, money is green. Shit.
Come on. And this, what's the name of this one time?
So that's the Sour Patch Watermelon with tequila. All
right, I'm going to make this into the promo video. All right, so I'm here with Billionaire Fam. We got the Sour Patch Watermelon with the tequila in it. We got the Casa Dorados in this motherfucker. Casamigos or Doris?
Doris.
We got the Casa Dorados in this motherfucker, but we still turning up. And then let them know what you got, what you sipping on, my guy.
This is a thizzle juice, man. Shout out Mac Dre. And this got a rum in there. Make you feel like you're on the island.
Hey, man, we feeling real good. Shout out Billionaire Fam once again. Thank y'all for watching this episode. Tune in every Wednesday for What's the Wave, man. See y'all next week.
Don't give up. Keep going. Multi-billionaires, man. Let's get it.
Yes, sir.